And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios. Hang on to your hats. We have the guys from the East Cape, Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from Genren Sport Fishing. Going to be fun. The captain and crew are here from Genren, so you stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer, Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Time to talk some fishing about the coolest place in the whole world.
Yeah, indeed. On the coolest boats in the coolest place
no
in
doubt.
The whole world.
No
Genren Sport Fishing. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And you brought your deckhand, Jack?
Yeah, I did.
He's really good, favorite. I understand, at popping the tops of Pacificos for passengers.
That and he holds the cushions down.
No, that's not the reason I'm there. It's I work cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, when you work for Mark, you got to work really cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm in there.
You do some good photography too.
I do.
That's the other deal.
For cheap.
Yeah. So what's going on with Genren? Some exciting news to announce, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of pretty exciting stuff aside from the fishing being crazy. It's Brand crazy good.
Unusually crazy.
Crazy,
right?
Really, but this year we put a Seakeeper in Vaquera, the 35 Cabo yachts.
Wow.
It's not only the only boat on the East Cape that offers a Seakeeper stabilization, but it's the only 35 Cabo yachts on the planet that has one. We were the first boat to be able to install a Seakeeper.
Wow.
And it the difference is phenomenal, Pete. All the everything you've been saying about it, hey, sports fans, it's true.
Take a ride, be amazed.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like we talked about. It's like the first time I turned mine on, it's like, how does it do that?
Yeah, it's magic.
It's magic.
It's magic.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. And so now Vaquera has a Seakeeper.
Has a Seakeeper,
so
yeah.
So you must have doubled the price of the charter then.
No, actually, you know, I kind of got a wild hair in the springtime to do this, so I had them come out and see if they could fit it in there. I had already established my prices for 2018, so the price will remain the same. I'm just going to go through the season without raising the price and let people enjoy it. They might have to pay for it in the future, but not 2018.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So now you have the three boat fleet.
Say that three times,
right? Yeah, right. at Gen Ren, right?
Yeah. And the other thing we did this year, I'm always trying to give us more ammunition and more equipment to work with, and I put helium on all three boats this year.
Whoa!
So nice. People like fishing with kites. It's really a lot of fun, and a lot of times we have not been able to do it because there hasn't been enough wind. So now we have helium on all three boats. We have the sled kite. We have the AFCO kite. Whatever the condition is right for, we can fly that kite. And even when the tuna are biting, a lot of times it seems like we get bigger fish doing that. We'll get satisfied with how many fish we've caught, and then we'll go, well, let's do something different here and try to catch a bigger fish, and we can do that. It's pretty cool.
So now are you using the kites trolling, or are you using them drifting?
Well, we can do it both ways, but typically we're doing it trolling in the porpoise.
Mm-hmm.
This year's been so different. Typically, the common dolphin in our area do not hold tuna. Usually when we see them, they're really skitsy. You can't get the boat to them. They're not very social. I don't know what's going on this year. We see a school of common dolphin. They come right up to the boat. Hey, dude, how you doing? You know, everything's good. And then we troll through them, and zam, we get doubles, triples. You can meter the fish. We had about 10 days. It was really tough. I don't know what happened. The fish went down, but we could see them. We've been metering them in 30, 40, 50 feet. And on that, the Cimarron plotters with the chirp sounders, I mean, you can see them really well, really well. And then all of a sudden they went down to about 100 feet and we couldn't get them to come up. And that lasted about 10 days, and then all of a sudden they got hungry again. And wow,
that's cool.
It's been good, yeah.
Yeah, good fishing. So what's the grade of the tuna?
Anywhere from 15 to 50 pounds.
No kidding.
So, yeah, there's some good
perfect.
Fish.
Nice.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
Jack, you ready to go catch some tuna?
Fun fishing.
Maybe.
Yeah?
I just want to get on that boat. Do I get the Vaquera this time?
I don't know. It would have to double your price.
Better check that calendar.
Yeah, no, I go down there for the sailfish. That's what I'm looking for. Not sailfish, but
marlin,
billfish.
Yeah. And how's the billfish fishing?
Fishing's been good. Bill, for striped marlin, it's been really good. It's really weird. In March, we already saw our first sailfish. Typically, we don't see sailfish until late June.
Now, conditions are back to kind of normal Great East Cape, right? We had those years with all the El Nino that wasn't great, right?
Yeah, I forgot what normal was like because for 3 or 4 years, you go out in the morning and sweat it and have to work as hard as we could to try to find fish. Now I know we might not find fish right away in the morning, but before the day's over,
we're
going to have them. I mean, a day is long enough to go find them and get them, which is really cool because I forgot how good it was, you know, when you get used to it not being that way. So it really is.
That's great.
So you can stay at Palmas de Cortez. You can stay at Rancho Leonero. You can stay at any East Cape resort, and Jen Ren will pick you up right
there. Yes, any East Cape location.
So how do you arrange a trip?
Call me.
Just call you?
Yep. Go on the website. You can go on teamgenren.com. We have a booking calendar. You can look at the calendar and see what boats are available, what days. And then that calendar is always up to date, so you can count on it. You can book your accommodations, and you can call me to book your boat.
Nice. It's fun. And these boats are so comfortable. Two Cobble 35s and the third boat is?
31 Innovator.
31 Innovator.
They're all twin engine Cummins motors. They don't smoke. They're clean, nice freshwater system. We have all accurate reels, CalStar rods. Each boat has two touchscreen Simrad plotters with chirp sounders. They all have chirp sounders. We have every boat has Fraser gyros, fishing kites like we discussed, tuna tubes, downriggers.
Everything.
Air conditioning.
I was going to say he's missing one of the most important features.
AC.
AC.
Diego,
these are yachts. No, these are yachts. Yeah. We call them boats. These are yachts. They really are. I mean, they're outfitted like yachts in every way. And for the old folks, which I'm beginning to be in that area. I'm close. Air conditioning is a beautiful thing.
But there's never been a thing that could make that boat better that Mark doesn't just put on it. You know, I mean, whether it's something that's, you know, that becomes new technology or something that makes that boat ride, there's never been a time, and it showed, that you don't spare expense, whether it be tackle or comfort or anything or all the above.
Going down for the Seakeeper
was
the ultimate test of that.
And the only other thing that I think you could do is if you could replicate Diego.
Yeah. If you do that three times, we'd be set.
Yeah.
That is true.
Diego is the deck, is the ultimate deckhand. I'm
blessed with a really good crew.
Yeah,
I mean, all my guys are really, really good. I'm fortunate.
In the early years, I used to try to cast on my own fish and had a lot of fun doing that until Del Marsh told me, you see how he does that? And just let him do it, Jack.
we were thinking it. Yeah. Del said it.
Well, that was Del. He would say it. He wasn't a
you
great.
You mean no tangling the lines?
Yeah.
You know, but I have to. That's really, we're joking about it, but it's really not true because we get a lot of anglers that want to hook their own fish.
Yeah,
and if they want to cast at it, if they want to set the hook, we'll do as much of it as they want or we'll do as little of it as they want.
That's cool.
And we don't get upset if we lose a fish. That's how you learn. I mean,
part of the deal.
I never caught the first lot of them that I tried to hook, so a guy coming on the boat that doesn't have all that much experience, I mean, that's the only way you're going to learn how to do it is by trying it. And we're happy. It doesn't make any... At the end of the day, unless it makes a difference to the people we have with us, it doesn't make any difference to us how many fish we caught. It's how good a time we had. That's what's important.
That's true.
No doubt about it.
And the other thing is, I always say the hassle factor. You can literally go down, stay at Palma, Snake Cortez, or the Rancho Leonardo, which is where I love to stay, and bring carry-on luggage. That's it. Because the gear on the boat itself, the crew, it's all dialed in. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
I remember back in the day, I used to bring a rod tube.
Sure.
And just all these reels and all this tackle. And, you don't do that anymore with Genren.
I just bring my cameras.
You don't have to do it.
Cameras and underwear. That's it.
We've got guys that still do. You know, a guy has all this investment in his gear.
Sure.
Well, he wants to use it, and he maybe doesn't get that many opportunities, and that's fine. We will use their gear. You don't have to use our gear. But we've got 20 rods and reels on each boat.
On each boat.
On each boat. And a lot of times what they bring is not appropriate for what we're doing. So we're just equipped for whatever comes at us.
And you have everything from light tackle to the ultimate heavy tackle for a big blue marlin.
Yeah, from a BV-300. We have they're really fun to catch tuna on, up to the beefy ATDs. You know that if we keep an ATD loaded up with 300-pound fluorocarbon and ready to go for a swordfish anytime. If we see a big fish, I'm not throwing a light rig at it. We have it just sitting there on the side, ready to go.
People ask us all the time because we always, we brag about the gear and the boats that you have, and I'll get it in the tackle store all the time. Well, is it really that? I mean, I can assure you, it is. It really is that good. It's not something for the radio. It's not like your one top boat has enough gear. I mean, every rig you have has gear better, more than likely, than what's sitting in the garage of the guy that's coming fishing with you.
That's true.
I mean, it's top of the line.
And he keeps it up to date.
Yes.
He keeps fresh line on it.
Yes.
In fact, how do we describe the way Mark takes care of
gear? Particular.
You said it. I didn't. Yeah, he is like the ultimate perfectionist
when it
comes to his gear and his boats, and that's the beauty of it.
And he's all set up to do his own service on the accurate reels.
Uh-huh.
He's got an arbor press. He can change bearings out. So he doesn't just wait to have stuff serviced by the factory. He does it all himself.
He can do it all.
Yeah, I act. I don't react. If a reel sounds like it's
there you go.
Making
That's
a
true.
Little noise or something, you know, we're not waiting until tomorrow. We're doing it tonight.
That's
you know,
cool.
That reel goes in that night and gets taken care of.
And I've been with you when, you know, you get a little abrasion on the line or something like that. You're like, Diego, change that.
We dump it
and
right there on the spot.
Right
we have spools.
Change the line.
Have spools right on the boat. But cool. It takes 5 minutes. Yeah. Why would you fish with frayed line?
Yeah.
I mean, I...
Well, take it from a guy who's around tackle every day of his life. It is perfect. It is what you guys do is perfect.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah. So as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. The East Cape is biting, and it's just getting started down there.
So much, and this is just going to be a great show and so much fun to get to have these two guys in here with us. And if you want to join us on the fun this morning, get in on the good times. Boy, are we going to have a great one for you today. There are two ways you can join us if you want to be a part of the show this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can get us 877-792-1090. That's our toll-free number again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number, or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way. And now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information.
vacation. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I tell you what, we got a great show going on today. And so we got a great show with Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen, the great guy that we have with.
The great guy. Is that a promotion?
Yeah, you know, Jack is just kind of a legend. Yeah. You know, Del Mar
in his own shower.
Yeah, but Jack's a legend for sure. Are you in the legendary category now?
Yeah, no. Captain Jack Webster dubbed Del the legend in his own shower.
Yeah. Have you moved into that?
Yeah, I've kind of taken that.
I've
booted Del out of the shower now. Yeah. It's just me. Yeah. And like Del said, I've never met anybody in my shower who didn't know who I was. I must be a legend.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I was just on Gen Ren's Sport Fishing, TeamGenRen.com, which is Mark's website. I linked it right through our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, on the links page. Just click on Gen Ren Sport Fishing East Cape, and you look at the calendar, and you're busy.
We're busy, yeah.
Got a lot going on. And that's the cool thing about your calendar is you can look and see what availability there is on what boats.
That's worked out really, really well.
Yeah, it's nice. Now, I noticed that for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament, you have openings. You're booked for our October tournament.
Yes.
At Palmas de Cortez. But you have openings for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament.
In June, yes. Both Cabo Yachts are available.
So you could go down for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament and be fishing on the Vaquero with a Sea Keeper?
If you call, I have operator standing by.
I'm in.
Wow. Yeah. And all, I'm looking, I'm trying to see. Yeah. You have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday all available.
I don't really understand it, the way the calendar fills in sometimes. But there are some really good dates that are still available.
And you'll pick up right at Rancho Leonero.
Yes.
Yeah. So how's it work? You order your food and everything from Rancho Leonero. You'll pick them up at the dock, transfer all your food and beer and sodas and waters and all that stuff, and just jump on the boat.
It's just like going on one of their boats. And, you know, everybody's standing out there getting ready to go fishing. And sometimes I've had clients get on the boat, and they'll go, it was kind of funny. The other people at the dock are going, how do I get that boat?
Yeah.
Because they don't know that it's not a Leonero boat. I mean, they just think it's one of the fleets.
Sure.
Like, wait a minute, I want that boat.
But so the whole deal is really seamless.
That's cool.
It's just we just get treated the same as one of the resort boats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's just an upgrade is all it is.
Yeah, it's a big upgrade, right, Jack?
Big time.
Yeah. For sure. So East Cape fishing in June for our tournament. Jack's going down in May.
May 10th.
What's coming up? What do we see coming up?
Well, the tuna fishing has been totally off the chart, and I don't see any reason why that would change. Striped marlin fishing has been outstanding. June is and wahoo fishing is coming on now also. This year we have more abundance of sardines, which is really good.
Nice. Okay.
There's a lot of small Dorado, but they grow really fast. It's amazing how fast they grow. By June, there could be some bigger Dorado there. It's not crazy. It's only a month away, but they do grow that fast. And June is a little bit early, but there's a chance that sailfish and blue marlin could be starting to come in. The water conditions have been such that could happen. So there's an abundance of bait. There's all the game fish. It's all the stage is set for it to just be killer.
You brought up a fish that immediately sparked a question in my mind about wahoo. That's probably the one thing we hear, at least in the tackle store, more than anything else. When the guy's going to the East Cape, I really want to catch a wahoo, or I want to catch my first wahoo. The East Cape is probably the easiest destination in the world to get to have a chance at catching a wahoo. I know they're not as consistent as a tuna, but if somebody kind of had that in mind, what would you say, like, you know, what are the best ways to catch them, and how do you see the most success wahoo fishing there in the Cape?
I think if you're dedicated, your probabilities are really high that you'll get one. But it takes dedication. I mean, it's not a slam dunk like some of the other fish that we catch. Years past, up until a few years ago, I'd have people get on the boat and say, "How do we want to catch a wahoo?" I'd kind of roll my eyes like, "Oh, geez." You know, it's like trying to find a unicorn. You know, it's a really tough thing. But anymore, they have just become more prevalent for whatever reason. I don't really know why. But there's just high spots that we typically catch them on, 80 to 100, 120, 150 feet, and trolling marauders, halcos, Rapalas work really, really well. Pete, you've had unbelievable success on the trips that you've been on catching wahoo when you've been down.
On the Rapalas, it's amazing.
Last year, we had a double or a triple.
Yeah.
Was it a
you guys
triple?
Had it on the radio.
Yeah, like, you were on the radio.
We were talking to you on the radio. I was like, oh, yeah, double.
I think you'd put either one or two on board already, then called in, you know, from the Vaquera to give the report, and then had a double while on the air with us.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So trolling is the most popular way. Sometimes slow trolling, a rigged ballyhoo or a live bait works really well also. Most of the time we'll put a stinger hook on them because they short bite a lot, and we'll get them on the back hook. So we get them that way sometimes. If you're really, really lucky, last week, well, they weren't that lucky, but last week they were drifting, chunking squid for tuna. And got a wahoo on a little hook on
just
straight,
right.
Straight,
no way, really? Just right
straight
in the right spot.
Well, almost had it right in the point of its mouth to the, like, 5 feet from the gaff when the fish finally got away.
Blinked the wrong way. And that
but you could see the whites of his eyes. The guy got the excitement that he had a wahoo on the line all that time.
Cool.
Didn't get the groceries, but it's still fun. You know?
Awesome.
Do you fish a lot of chunk for tunas and stuff?
Some depends on the conditions. I mean, we do whatever we need to do. And now it's interesting. The sardines we have, you know, it's like the flat. It's not like the sardines you guys get here.
Right,
it's more like a shad. I don't know what you'd call it.
Chivetta.
Yeah, but they're as big as your hand. The ones we're getting right now are huge. Yeah. And the tuna are fickle. Sometimes they'll bite those shad. Sometimes they'll bite those sardines. Sometimes they won't eat them live. Sometimes they'll bite them dead, which is really weird.
Yeah.
You pin one on and you slap it on the water a bunch of times to stun it so it kind of like floats down there. Wham.
No,
and you pin on a hot one and you put it out there and nothing.
Huh.
And the other day we were fishing sardines, couldn't get them to go, put on a little bit of squid. Wham, they're biting the squid. So it's kind of like my wife. I never know what to expect. You know?
When we were in Panama last week before last, it was so weird. You could throw a beautiful live bait out, but they wanted the chunks of sardine. I mean, it was almost instant. You get in the porpoise, you throw a few chunks, throw out a chunk on like 150-pound test, right, with a big hook. Bam, you are on.
And it's such a trip.
It just
doesn't compute sometimes.
It's what they're feeding on.
Yeah,
it has to do with what they're doing. They want to keep doing what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's like, oh, that tasty. I'll eat that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, for sure. Hey, if you want to get through, talk to Mark, talk to Jack, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Jack has designed a custom accurate fashion package.
Ooh.
Custom accurate.
Nice.
Now, what is a custom? Jack Nielsen approved. It's like signature accurate fashion
package. It's the Mr. GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly, of fishing fashion.
Yeah.
We're not in the fashion business. We're not competing with AFCO or any of our friends, but we do have accurate hats, shirts, T-shirts. So whoever the winner is, as long as I get the T-shirt size, we'll hook you up with a real nice set of
accurate fashion.
Plus, we also have the accurate Piranha rigging platform.
Oh, wow, as part of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a standard deal, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome,
we'll have
Jack.
The pliers
wow.
today. Now, these are rigging pliers. Really high-end.
Love those pliers.
$100 pliers.
I used them the other day.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Did you hurt yourself? That's
no.
a tool.
No, let me tell you.
Not a toy.
Okay. I know. Let me tell you something about these accurate rigging placards. If you want to, you know how hard it is sometimes to put a split ring on? These things make a split ring on so easy. Once you figure out which way to put the split ring in the thing, right?
Yeah, I get them half on, and then I twist it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And pull them back off again.
But you can use these accurate Piranha rigging pliers and put a split ring on and split in a split second.
Split second.
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
they work.
You're so right, and we do so much more of that now. I mean, I've been working at the tackle store since I was in high school. Like, we don't deal with a lot of split rings all that often. And the last few years, that's it. Poppers and Colt snipers and all these things and all these now, you know, giant fish that we're catching on gear that was never meant for it, and you have to modify, like, split ring something all the time. A good pair of rigging pliers is an invaluable thing. Like, I can't tell you how many people have come to the shop with busted fingernails, because now split rings aren't the same as they used to be. It's not like changing a key ring where you're moving it with your finger. Like, that's not an option anymore. So a good pair of rigging pliers is an invaluable tool and something to open a super, you know, if you're talking 150 and 200 pound split rings, like, there is no, like, oh, I'll get a screwdriver in there. Like, guaranteed you're bleeding before you decide to go buy a good pair of pliers.
So that's why you need these accurate pliers. So accurate Piranha rigging pliers and the accurate fashion
package.
Nice. Yeah, all part of the deal. Yeah. That's a heck of a deal. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You better get through now. It's going to be a busy morning. Talk to Mark. Talk to Jack. Let's go down. Talk to John Ireland live in the East Cape at Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Rick. Hey, Mark. Jack.
Hi, John.
Do we need to stand?
Gang's still here.
We've talked about Rancho Leonero all morning and how Jack's going to be basically living there for the rest of the spring there.
Don't give up my room number. That's a secret, John.
No, it's a secret. That's the second bar up there is what it is.
Yeah, load up on the crown.
You know, I don't know what it's worth mentioning, but Jack and Accurate had something to do with putting that Tesla up there in space. And I thought that was worth mentioning. We were having dinner the other night. Jack mentioned that. Pretty cool stuff, Jack.
We do quite a bit for Elon Musk and SpaceX, for
sure. That tells you the quality of accurate work, guys. There you go. Anyway, let's talk about down here. It's all about Diamondback. It's been pretty much like it was last week. Mark can testify. It's been a real good bait available. We've had a lot of bait coming out of the marina and down by Fraley's. So that's what they've been biting on. They've been biting on a sardine, basically. Drift fishing on the Diamond Bank. Picky biters, a lot of fish around, a lot of fish and some big fish. Average fish, I'd say right now, is 20, 25, and some going 65, 70 pounds, pretty good sized fish. Not much pressure. There was, I had them in 25 boats on the pile yesterday, and I'd say each boat took 3 to 5, 6 fish off the pile there. But like I say, there were biters everywhere. There were a lot of sea lions in there for some reason yesterday, too, taking their share, which is kind of unusual for us. Inside, a lot of pompano. There's schools of skipjack, white skipjack now, and jack crevel everywhere, which are, you know, we've got a couple groups of fly fishermen that are really enjoying that. And striped marlin around, but not much pressure there. Everybody's running after the tuna. Haven't seen Dorado at all this week, so we're hoping they return here soon. So overall, pretty good fishing, especially if you want the yellowfin.
Wow, sounds like fun, and it's a beautiful time of the year down in the East Cape as we move into the May-June category. Is there a better time in the East Cape, Jack?
My favorite is May and October.
May and October.
Yeah, and I like to chase the billfish. So, if you say there's not much pressure on them, let them know I'm coming.
Jack is coming with camera and rod and reel.
That's right, exactly.
They're on the bank out there waiting for you, Jack. You guys got it figured out.
Yeah, we release them all, and we take some photos and underwater photography and video. And, it's one of the great places I love to go after billfish because it's a short ride.
Yeah.
Those things are typically just outside the ranch area, maybe 10 miles out, and you're in them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're so close. And the thing that's interesting is most of our clients are 90% of them are repeaters that have been year after year. And marlin used to be the big thing. And now a lot of them are, well, let's go catch something else. Let's grab some reef fish. Then they're done that. And they're so close, and there's so many of them around. It's a, That's a great marlin fishery, that's for sure. No doubt about it.
For me, it's probably the best area in the world I've fished with the darn things. You know?
Oh, for striped marlin, I don't think there's anywhere with more striped marlin. No, for sure, on the off the tip of Baja, no doubt about it.
And we're just a little over a month away from our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero Spring Spectacular there in early June. And I've got great news. Tom Gruber's coming.
Hey, all right.
He's out of the hospital.
All right.
And, in fact, he's home now, out of the hospital. Great to see our buddy Tom. Rhonda's been taking such great care of him. But great to see Tom back. And he says, I'm not missing that Rancho Leonero tournament, that's for sure. So we're really
I didn't know Tom was in. Last year, Tom got hit with the pool filter, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom had a pretty serious setback there. He's been in the hospital for quite a while. And,
oh, boy.
But he's back.
Feeling good now.
Excellent.
He's home, and he's ready to come to Rancho Leonero.
Glad to hear it, Tom. Glad to hear him there, buddy.
Glad you're doing well, Tom. Well, hey, John, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, how do we get you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
One quickie. Yeah. The Nielsen family has to tell you thank you so much for the trip that, what was it, 27 of them?
I was 27. That was the number.
My son David, yeah, and his.
He thanked Mark too for putting all of them on those boats.
Yeah, 27 on the boat,
fathers and sons.
On three boats, yeah, I think.
They had a great time. You're going to be bothered with that probably every April, May from now on.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it. The Nielsen's are a good family, no doubt about it. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, John.
Fantastic. Cool. All right, John, nice talking to you, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will.
All right, appreciate the call this morning. Yeah, in fact, talking about our Rancho Leonero tournament, you want to fish in luxury and style, Genren is open for all 3 days of our Vaquera and Genren 3.
Yes.
For all 3 days, the big boats, the Cabo 35.
The two air-conditioned boats.
Air-conditioned Cabo 35, one with a Seakeeper on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's one seat that nobody can sit in. That's Jack's seat. We put a little reserve sign in.
Oh, do you? Yeah. But for that trip, you could probably sit there.
Yeah, you could. Jack probably won't know.
He won't know.
Just put the sign
but
back.
If you want to be in comfort and style during the Let's Talk Hookup tournament in early June there, like I say, Genren 3 and Vaquera, which are the two Cabo 35s that Mark has at Genren Sport Fishing, you can book them right now by calling Mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait till the show's over.
Wait till the show's up. Yeah. All right, let's jump into the phones. 858-457-1090. Still a line open there. You have a chance to win those Accurate rigging pliers and the Fashion Package by Accurate.
You got it, buddy. Let's jump into those phones. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We're going to start it off with Matt, who's calling us from Fountain Valley this morning. Hi, Matt. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going? Good, good, good. I've got a new girlfriend, and I called Cass, and I got a whim to go down to the East Cape, but I've got recently picked up a new girlfriend, sweet gal, and I'm going to fly her down to Rancho Leonero. Called Cass down a few days ago, flying down on my birthday on June 4th through the 8th, and gave us a killer deal. One day, a super ponga fishing for both of us, and my girlfriend wants to know if there's snakes and scorpions at the ranch.
Not in the rooms.
Okay. Hey guys, one more serious question. When I used to fly down to Cabo, I used to bring the empty cooler and put some shorts and flip flops in there and bring a roll of duct tape for my fish fillets on the way home. Is that the same scenario? Do I still do the same thing to get my fish fillets back home?
You can do that if you want, but the ranch and there's a packing place in town both have insulated fish boxes that are approved by the airline. And the advantage
they're like $20 a piece.
Yeah, and the advantage is that it weighs much less than your cooler does, so you can get more fish if you want to take your cooler weighs a third of the amount that the airline lets you bring. These are just like similar to the ones that they use in Alaska. They won't ship them. You have to carry it on the airline, but you get And then they have 20-pound boxes and they have 50-pound boxes. So if it is such that you only want to bring 20 pounds back, you don't have a big cooler with just a little bit of fish in it. Mm-hmm. It's a way better way to go, and you're only paying for the cooler one way.
Right.
And the cool thing is you'll be there during the Let's Talk Hookup tournament, too. So I'll be down there, and you'll be with our group and hanging out, and we'll see you down there. So, we should throw out a plug for East Cape Smokehouse, too, Chris,
Smokehouse
and his operation.
My recommendation.
So you have the option, whether you're on Genren, or whether you're at Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez, they'll meet you at the dock and take your fish and process it for you.
It's the hassle factor. The
hassle factor is
way down. Is it Chris?
Yep.
Yes. Chris Moyers.
Runs that place almost as good as Fisherman's Processing up here. Close.
Yeah. And it's also the best place to go get a cerveza and a taco.
Yeah. And the shrimp tacos are good.
Oh, my favorite.
All right. Yeah, that really helps me out a lot, guys. Thanks a lot for that, because now I can just check in my my backpack and I'm good to go. Thank you very much, fellas.
You can carry on your backpack and not even have to pay for anything. And we'll see you down there during the tournament, Matt. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You know, we talked about it yesterday. It's coming up Saturday, big Saturday, our very first live broadcast at Encinitas Ford. It's Cinco de Mayo, and we're going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo at 7 and 9 a.m. live at Encinitas Ford. That's the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. It's your first chance to qualify for the big double grand prize.
Listen to this, man.
This is pretty amazing.
I freak out every time you read what this prize is.
Put it together. And want to thank our sponsors and our help for putting this together. So the random draw winner will be qualifier number one, and the Shimano Casting Contest winner will be qualifier number two. We'll have eight total qualifiers during our four Let's Talk Hookup four-dealer live broadcasts over the summer. And the grand prize number one is a Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and a trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing. It's like $4,000.
Yeah, you're getting a kayak and you're going to Cedros with Kayak. That's crazy.
Yeah, thanks to Ron and thanks to Jeff, Cedros Kayak Fishing, for that. Great. Now, grand prize number two is no slouch either. It's four nights fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero. Includes round trip ticket, San Diego, Orange County, or Los Angeles, to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines, 2 days of Super Ponga fishing at Rancho Leonero. I mean, that's like, I don't know, $4,000.
At least, yeah, it's crazy.
So, and, you know, on Alaska Airlines. And they're flying so many different places now on Alaska Airlines. And you can check the Alaska Airlines info. Just click the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Find out all about all the great places that Alaska Airlines flying now. And you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, your own charter out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, and Gary, the prize cowboy, is going to be there. He's going to have a lot of stuff to give away, Rapala lures, we'll have flatfall jigs, Shimano Colt snipers, lots of AFCO products, AFCO t-shirts, AFCO belts, all kinds of stuff. And that's going to be your first chance to win either the trip to Rancho Leonero on Alaska Airlines or the Fastlane Hobie Kayak and Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. See you next Saturday, this coming Saturday, May 5th at Encinitas Ford. And I might add, too, that Don from Anza Knives, those handcrafted Anza Knives, Don's going to have a display of Anza Knives. He'll have those available at Encinitas Ford. Come by and say hi to Don. Come by and say hi to us. And we'll see you at Encinitas Ford, this coming Saturday. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, buddy. Chris in Thousand Oaks, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Great.
Doing great.
Hey, I'm going to Cabo October 20th to the 27th because I caught a wahoo in 2016. But now you got me all fired up about June. How much is the tournament? And how much is the package, or do you want to do that offline?
No. You know, it all depends on the room you select. And at this point, I would say it's based on availability of what Rancho Leonero has left. So you'd have to call the Rancho Leonero office.
Give me that number again, please. I'm sorry.
It's 800 646-2252. 800-646-2252. And you can go to RanchoLanero.com and check it out. But, yeah, I mean, come and join us. The tournament's free. $500 cash prize for the largest Wahoo or Dorado, courtesy of Sport Fishing Financial. Rick Jensen will be down there to host that. And $500 cash for the largest tuna, courtesy of Statewide Stripes. Dave will be down there, and that'll be a good time. And, you know, you can book Mark's boats. You can stay at Rancho Leonero. The tournament is free, and we give a trip away to Rancho Leonero. It's a good time. So if you want to join us, airfares are incredible. Mark, how cheap is it to fly round trip now?
Oh, it's
ridiculous, isn't it?
I booked a trip next month for 25,000 miles round trip, but it was $141 each way, I think, or $143. For $286 in June, I could go round trip. It was June.
Wow.
Yeah, it was right during the tournament time.
Wow.
Yeah, on Alaska Air from LAX.
That's so sweet. You know, the one thing, Pete, that I want to add to the tournament is, in addition to being a great time in the East Cape at a great spot at Rancho Leonero, the group that comes every year is so much fun.
Oh,
that is
yeah.
such a fun group of people and so welcoming. I mean, there's so many people that have been there for so many years, and it's a really fun group of people to be down there with. And had you never been in the tournament before, you'd feel like you've been with the guys that have been there for the last 20 years in a row. And I just, especially if you've never been to the East Cape before, I so highly recommend coming down with our group of people. It's just, it's a lot of fun, and you'll just instantly be made part of the family. It's a really cool time.
It's a fun time for sure.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's been a busy morning on the phones. If you want to get through a great opportunity, we have two lines open right now, 858-457-1090. That's one way. Best way right now is our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be checking in with the catch report. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Business on the bank.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You've seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics as well as all the other top names. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks, on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com. And give one of their top experts a call for prices and more information. johnsonhicksmarine.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Oh, I can tell you one reel I'm bringing up, the Kingfisher Charters, the Shimano Trinidad.
No doubt about it. Yeah, great opportunity.
For jigging?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Lightweight spool, very, very comfortable, and a fast line pickup. So when you are down there hooking those big lingcod, you need to get that line on the reel fast, get a hook set into the fish, Trinidad 30, no doubt about it. Trinidad 20, Trinidad 30, those would be the same.
Now, what about the East Cape? What are you taking down there?
Live bait fishing like we were just talking about for those tunas, the lightweight spool being so key with a sardine that it doesn't swim line off the reel the same as you at home. Lightweight being the key. Trinidad 14, Trinidad 16, a small reel, compact, loaded with some 50 or 65-pound Max Quattro, small hook, you're good to go.
Yeah, for sure. You add in the Therese rod to match that line size that you have. It's super lightweight, super easy to cast, and super powerful. The Shimano Trinidad, Shimano Tranks combo, you can't beat it. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranks 300 and 400 with two gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle. The new Tranks fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranks 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all-new Tranks models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Hey, again, if you want to get through, busy morning, 858-457-1090. Open right now, and as promised, it is time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget Fish Pros the Market with their famous smoked wahoo, smoked tuna, and their great tuna burgers and a whole lot more. Pick up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it because you'll be hooked.
Yes, you will. All right. Let's find out what's going on at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Captain Brian.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. How's everything at Dana Wharf?
All good, man. All good, man. I had a piece of that smoked wahoo for lunch yesterday.
Ooh, it's good stuff.
So killer.
Eat it.
Yeah, so killer.
Stuff. But, hey, this week for us, you know, I'll jump right into it here. The rockfish on our three-quarter days, again, was our focus. The water along the beach here is still, you know, still trying to fix itself, both in color and in temperature. You know, 59 degrees, 60 degrees is kind of what we worked with this week. Little green in some areas and some patches of red tide, too, in a couple other areas. But all, of course, after effects of the wind, which is certainly in the forecast again this next week. But the cod catching for us has kind of been a day-to-day deal. This red crab is a major factor to our daily success or our struggle. You know, there's big areas of this stuff both up in the water column and now that stuff's blanketing the bottom in some areas. So we've been able to get through some of it and catch some decent rockfish. Fortunately for us, we've had some really nice anchovy for our live bait, so that has definitely helped with that rockfish. Now, the half-day stuff, that anchovy really played into us as well. You know, we did see some decent surface action a couple days this week when we had some good sunshine, which is definitely a good sign. But, you know, the flyline anchovy for sure was the way to go along the kelp. We had a little bit of current, found some patches, some cleaner water. We were able to catch a little bit as well. But, you know, just the water's at a volatile stage right now as it's trying to get back to, you know, some sort of stability between these wind events. So the Fury, he's been out at Clemente. He was out there day this week. He gets some real nice cod counts as he has the last couple weeks here. And that's been kind of the standard deal for him over there. A couple of nice lean cod, a kicker yellowtail for his efforts over there. So he's got trips on the books as well. So we're clicking down here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, our phone number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And we urge listeners there, use that HU25 discount code. You save yourself 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips.
What a great deal. HU25, save 25% off half or three-quarter day trip anytime at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Fantastic deal. Sure appreciate that. And we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks, Gundy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Woolly. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to Brian Woolley. Now we're going to talk to the man. We got Gundy Gunderson on the line with our surf report, the surf guru himself. What's up, Gundy?
What's going on, you guys?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
You know, this spring wind is tedious.
Yeah.
And, you know, we haven't, in these warmer, this warmer kind of episode we've been through over the last several years, I don't think we've really seen it. But if you do remember back, you know, some of these springs can be like this. But what also I remember is that once the door swings open, it swings open, you know. And so we're kind of looking at that. We had some nice catches, a mixed bag in the surf this week. The halibut bite was the top draw, and it's actually pretty darn good this week. Some nice croaker in the mix, a few striped bass. The guys are reporting lots of calico bass starting to move into the shallow water, but it is condition, you know, and you get that wind and it knocks it down, so you just got to stay with it. What was curious, though, is the perch bite's been really kind of tough, you know. They there was really good sign a month ago, and then things have kind of fizzled. Maybe it's just a function of the weather. We'll have to see, but we'll start up there in Santa Barbara. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action inside. Lots of anchovies around. East Beach, Goleta, Graveyards, all good stretches. Flash minnow, salted anchovy, the two better baits. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby. A two-pound fish, two-pound even fish, took top honors. That's a real nice one. On a stinky lugworm was the report there. The group only caught one other fish over a pound and really worked a bunch of different beaches and were disappointed. You know, just scratchy fishing, and these guys know what they're doing. Just Fishing in Redondo reported two striped bass taken off Manhattan Beach, and there were several other reports of fishing of striped bass taken along that stretch. The fish were taken on cut sardine. Anchovy and sardine has actually been the top bait on those fish, you know, and I would use a long rod and try to get that bait outside the surf line. The halibut bite was excellent off Seal Beach, reported big fish. The Seal Beach Pier, Jetty, 72nd place, all kicking out fish. White flash minnows were hot. White drop shot zoom flukes were hot. Fish to 30 inches. A 6-pound spotfin croaker was the big fish in the Balboa Angling Club's Lily Call tournament. That's a 4-pound test tournament, and the fish was taken on an innkeeper worm, and that's a heck of a croaker. The halibut bite was improving off Capitol Bay, reported Hogan's. Guys were landing 2 to 3 fish in a session, legals to 28 inches. Pacific Coast reported good halibut action off Ponto. Two anglers soaking fresh frozen sardine at Ponto there landed 5 legal fish. The largest 28 inches, that's not bad. And then a 9-pound, 15-ounce halibut lead its Pacific Coast Derby down there. So I would focus probably on the halibut action, but be ready to shuffle your feet because it's just changing conditions. If the beach ain't right, it don't look right, you got to move to another spot. But like I said, the door is going to swing open once we get through this string of weather, and it's going to be really good, especially the halibut fish.
Yeah, no kidding.
Springtime,
man.
All about conditions, Gundy. That's good info. And like you say, you just gotta keep going till you find it, or keep going till they allow it. And I'm with you. I think that we're days away from our summer just flooding the door in, and us not having to talk about wind this week and wind that week. I think it's
and
all
this
good.
This week's looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patience, grasshopper.
Yes,
I'm ready, Gundy. Hey, great report,
right,
buddy.
Gentlemen.
As always.
Have a good week. Thank you.
Thanks, Gundy.
You too, Gundy. Appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, spring is here. There's no doubt about it. And there's not a better time to get down to the beach. Surffishtackle.com has all the gear that you need to catch fish at the beach. Check it out online today at surffishtackle.com. Bill Varney is also working on a series of CCA-sponsored on-the-beach seminars for this summer. We're going to have a big announcement about them coming up in the next few weeks, so you stay tuned for that. And when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A great opportunity, another full hour of your phone calls. If you want to get through, win that awesome fashion package and those killer accurate Piranha rigging pliers, this is going to be your shot. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mighty 1090.
Everybody, let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats. boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.